Welcome to a podcast of a sermon delivered at the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood in New Jersey. Our congregation is a place where you will find inspiration in the richness of diverse beliefs and the power of community. Detailed information about the Unitarian Society of Ridgewood is available on our website, uuridgewood.org.
Please join in the words for lighting of the chalice. They are printed in your order of service. And now for the centering portion of this, I will ring the chiming bowl. And as I do, you should take as deep a breath as you possibly can. That was a do-over. We light this chalice. We're now please take a deep breath, and outside, the world is rushing by. In here, we can be quiet. We can be still. Take a deep breath and silence your mind. Listen instead to your heartbeat, to the longings of your soul, and to the flights of your spirit. Take a deep breath and listen.
We are a celebrating animal. For 40,000 years, we have preserved the memory of human events with pictures, chronicles, and monuments. We celebrate our senses thusly, our ability to perceive color and structure manifest itself in pictorial and abstract representation. Our ability to hear sound and discern pitch and rhythm spawns music. Our ability to move both individually and in tandem with others leads to synchronized movement and the dance. Our enjoyment of storytelling and wordplay produces literature and poetry. When these activities are refined over time, they become the visual and performance arts that we enjoy and cherish. Increasingly, anthropologists and psychologists are discovering the importance of the arts in helping to maintain the mental, spiritual, and physical health, as well as the fundamental cohesion of societies. These clinical observations are of profound importance to the understanding of our species and its trajectory. However, as individuals, we find simple, immediate, and unquestioning gratification in a picture with pleasing colors, a beautiful melody, an intricate piece of choreography danced with precision, a play with a cathartic ending. This service is about the great blessing that is art.
Every Sunday here, we make some time in our service for quiet reflection, for meditation, for prayer. We know that each of us uses this time differently. But we all need this time to step away from the busy world around us and dwell on those things of most importance. Especially after the rush of the holiday this past week, with all that is going on in the world and in our lives, time for stillness and silence is so important. Please settle your body into your seat as comfortably as you can. If you want, close your eyes. Focus on the air moving in and out of your body as you breathe. Breathe in and out. Gathered together this morning, we acknowledge a great loss in our beloved community. We think with grief-stricken hearts of Bob Demarest, our beloved friend, who died early this week. Our love and thoughts are with his wife, Alice, and his entire family in this difficult time. Together we sit in the silence and let our minds and hearts do what they are called to do. May we find time each and every day to breathe deeply, to stop and listen to our deepest selves, the call of our own expression. So may it be.
Good morning. Today, as we celebrate the arts, I'd like us all to just take a moment and look around at this room and our beautiful space. Many of you may not realize that our sanctuary, including the stained glass windows, this dramatic wooden sculpture, and even the gallery space installed on the back wall, was designed by an artist named Anthony Valonis. Tony was a longtime member of the USR until he died in 1997. I never had the privilege of meeting him, but my dear friend Bob Demarest was so excited about our honoring his legacy today that he framed a portrait sketch he made of Tony years ago for the exhibition. It's hanging over there. Anthony Valonis was a nationally respected and influential artist. During the Great Depression, he worked under the Federal Works Progress Administration, or WPA, where he was the first to experiment with the use of silkscreen printing as a fine art medium. Previously, it had been used primarily for printing commercial posters. Over time, Tony's silkscreen techniques became widely used among fine artists, reaching a peak of popularity in the 1970s with artists like Robert Rauschenberg, Victor Vasarely, and Andy Warhol. In 1967, the Unitarian Society undertook a massive building renovation project. At Ken Patton's urging, Tony Valonis took over the building design. The front of the auditorium, which was here, was turned 90 degrees, and Tony created this sculpture from massive logs that he charred with a blowtorch and rubbed down with steel wool to create the unique finish. He designed these platforms so they could be rearranged in many configurations. He replaced the old-fashioned fixed pews with stackable chairs that could be cleared away and rearranged as needed. And of course, he created our beloved stained glass windows, one representing dinosaurs, the ancient, engaged in a primeval struggle for survival, and the other, the life-giving sun, the eternal source that will be there whatever the destiny of mankind. At the January 4th, 1970 celebration of the completion of this auditorium, Tony Valonis spoke about his design. These are his words I'm reading. Basically, I thought of this place as a theater, but not a theater in the usual sense, where there is an audience and a stage, but rather that we are all players, like Mr. Shakespeare says, and we have our own parts to play. We see each other grow up, get married, get gray hair, and pass on. We also have here some of the qualities of Greek theater, where there is always some proportion of comedy and tragedy. Maybe we could observe that there is some strange inevitability in our play acting, which is really, for lack of a better Unitarian term, sacramental. When we do see all this, that awareness is enormously moving. Seen this way, life, becomes art and theater, and art and theater becomes life. What I wanted to get was not an obvious symbol, but a sensation from a subtle and complex combination of many rhythmic symbols intertwined in various proportions. This can only be felt. It's not a conscious process. The closest analogy is what goes on in music. Those were Tony's words. I found the text of his speech and much more in Doris Armstrong's History of USSR book, which is downloadable on the website. After the service, I hope you'll take time to look at all the examples of Balonis' silkscreen prints and paintings that are hanging in the gallery now. Some of them are from the USSR art collection, but most were graciously lent by members of the congregation. Thank you.
Reverend Sarah sends us these closing words. The stories of our lives are told in many ways, through words, but also through paintings, sculpture, dance, and music. The arts give us story, give us beauty, give us hope, and give us soul. Creative expression can help us to better engage with our thoughts and reflections and wonderings about the things of the utmost importance. As we explore the spirit and our own hearts, the arts can help us understand things that can't quite be captured in word alone. Music, dance, and art are integral parts of a rich human life as they inspire us, deepen our thoughts, and aid our seeking. May your journey be filled with music, art, and dance. May you never forget your innate capacity to create, and may you find beauty everywhere you go. So may it be.
Read along with the signing off of the chalice. As you go out into the world this morning, take with you the inspiration of these gifts of the arts. Keep your eyes open and look for the beauty in all things. Stop and listen for the music that is all around you. And know that you are part of the twirling, swirling dance of life. And go in peace.